If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh no. Oh no. Where's Jamie? Anybody seen Jamie?
I don't know.
If you seen Jamie, gotta have her today. I'm in a panic right now.
What?
I need her.
What
today.
Are you panicking about?
I gotta have her here in studio. I need her. I need her bad today. Today of all days, her and I have a pact that of all days of the year. This is the day you don't miss, okay?
Really?
Today? Yeah, today. Well, tomorrow too. But today, you cannot miss today. And she's not here right now. So I can't do this.
She got to put her cans out for the neighbor.
Yeah, what's today?
I don't care. Doesn't matter. She knows. This is the day.
What day is it?
Just trust me, okay?
Okay.
Just trust me, Shadil. I don't want to just say too much because it's kind of a pact we have that's a secret, and the bosses don't need to know. And if I say it on the air, the
April
bosses...
10th.
What?
Just stop. Don't even guess. Track her down.
All right.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I want to know what you're freaking out about.
Just settle down, Carson. Here on KALC Radio, Texanado, do you have any idea what I'm talking about? 303-22-ALICE. I've been lost here. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Audacy app. AUDACY. You can get that app for free. And you can hear the podcast later. You know the rigmarole. Still nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. We're going to have to take a break because I need to track her down immediately.
What is he talking about?
No, I'm just saying, dude, just trust me, okay? Have I ever steered you wrong, Spadil?
No.
I'm your friend, man.
Yeah.
I'm your friend.
I'm just confused.
You and I, we talk about nothing, but we talk, you know? And I just need help right now. I just need it. I don't even know where to begin. Oh, Mumford and Son tickets. We have those.
Yeah, we did.
7:20 this morning.
Here she comes.
Oh, she's coming?
Yeah, she's coming. Good, she's right here.
Yep. Oh, jeez. I'll wait. Oh, thank God.
Yes!
Thank God. You made it.
Man, I had to get my hands out, and there were bears. I know, it was horrible.
I realized what day it is.
The worst thing that every girl knows happened, something horrible happened that every girl knows, I hit the brakes and my purse went into...
Oh, no.
Just dumped right into...
Did you hear us open up the show?
No, I did not. I was already...
Thank God you're here.
I know. Why? What happened?
Mm. This is the day of all days that I count on you, Jamie. Why? Are my buddy.
Why? What happened?
You forgot? How can you forget?
Is it your birthday?
No. Here, let me play you something, okay. And you tell me if you can guess what this is, okay? All right, listen.
Lightning can pass
they're into commercials right now. Oh, they're doing updates on games last night. That's CBS Sports, by the way, their app. They're going to tee off this morning at 6:30.
Yeah. You know,
it's the Masters.
I didn't know that my girlfriend's parents went every year.
Really?
Yeah. She has a hat, and he has all the pins from every year.
In case you don't know,
yeah,
I watch the Masters here in the studio every single year.
Yeah, usually his back hurts.
Thursday and Friday is Jamie White show, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
DJ barely even participates.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
No, don't care.
No,
I don't even care, do it, Jamie?
Nope, you don't even care.
And so her and I have this pact that on Thursday of the start of the Masters, you got to be here, girl.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
All right, so here you get
your list. Oh, my God, Joe. I will tell you, though, I saw some of the little kids, because if you're playing in the Masters, I guess you take your little kid or something. Yeah. It's like take your kid to work day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a family day on a Wednesday.
Yeah, so all these little kids, and like two of them were like 2 years old and putted in.
No way.
Yeah, it was crazy. They're already good golfers.
Those videos are incredible, aren't they?
They're so cute. Yeah. Yeah.
That one kid, there
if
was
you're not
one
into
kid,
golf, then you don't care, but anyway.
And there was a five-year-old that hit a drive, and this thing went probably 80, 90 yards.
Yeah, it was so
He's 5 years old.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, yeah.
These little kids, you know they've been getting private lessons since they were like 3 months old. Well,
and what sucks is they're five and they're better than me. I was like, wow.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, today is the Master, so thank you for
being
here.
No, sure.
Oh,
we have lots of friends that are there right now.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, but Chevis was telling me you can't have a camera anywhere.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do they do? They take your phone?
I didn't ask her, but you're not allowed to have
Or maybe they see it out and they tell you to put away. Or
she said there's no phones. Which is funny because at Castle Pines or whatever, because I went to that one, you're allowed to have your phone.
Yeah, everyone was taking videos.
And it's the same players.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. So I said, you know what's going on here? You're not really going.
Because she can't post pictures.
Yeah,
therefore, there's no proof
I'm on to her.
Went.
Yeah.
You can go out and buy a Masters shirt,
yep,
all that stuff, the hats and everything online on eBay, man. They're there every day.
Exactly. So I said, I'm on to you. You're actually not going.
She's a poser.
Yes,
she is.
Yep.
Well,
if there aren't pictures, it didn't happen.
Yep. I've always wondered that, because you have certain events where you're not allowed to take a phone in, like at arenas and stuff. How does the right person get back their phone? You know what I mean?
Or like at comedy shows, they have like a sleeve and they lock it up. Put it in the sleeve. And then
do they give it back to you?
Yeah, and then they unlock it for you after the show.
Well, a comedy
so
show, though.
That's a lot of sleeves.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah,
especially if you go to an arena.
Right, exactly. That's my point is a comedy show, okay, I understand how you can pull that off.
I think you just don't bring it in, maybe.
But for an arena or for the Masters, you're talking 300,000 people, man. How are you going to get their phone back?
Do they just not let him in?
I don't know.
I
maybe they just tell you beforehand and they search you.
It says there's a strict no phone policy. And it says violation of the policy can result in removal from the grounds and permanent loss of credentials.
I wonder if you just have to turn them off?
Yeah, and if they see it out.
Or don't bring it in.
Right, but if, you know, and if there's an emergency.
Well, I'm just saying.
Or if you want to play Candy Crush on a slow
saying that's probably in their rules is not to bring it in. Just leave it in your car.
I bet you can bring it in. You just have to turn it off. I have
no idea. Yeah, no idea. Crazy. Well, welcome to a Thursday.
Because otherwise, if you have like a Tesla, you have to have your phone sometimes to turn it or to open it.
I don't know.
That's your fob.
Access to the
Yeah.
All right. 7:20 for Mumford & Sons tickets. We've got those to give away. Stand by for your chance to win. BJ and Jamie, just getting started.
BJ and Jamie.
La, 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 lava. Chicken. Yeah. Steve's lava chicken. Yeah, stinky as hell.
From the Minecraft movie.
Lava seeping, now you're ringing the bell. Crispy and juicy, now you're having a stack. Ooh, super spicy, it's a lava attack.
A lava chicken song. Make your day right there,
it
right?
It really will. Because
yes,
today
will.
Is Little Friday, so that means a lot of people will be going to see that movie over the weekend.
I got a statement to make.
Oh.
Who needs a stinking head coach? You don't need one.
Oh, did they win?
They killed him.
Oh, they did? Oh, wow.
Now, Bob, the owners.
Oh, no. I feel so bad for our old coach. They did, really?
Yeah. They beat the crap out of Sacramento. Now, Sacramento's not very good, I think, but they beat the crap out of them last night without a coach.
Oh, that's awful.
So, if I'm the ownership, you can save $12 million a year here.
Right? That's
crazy.
Oh, I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah.
What was our coach's name?
Coach Malone.
Man, that was quick. I already forgot.
Michael Malone.
Yeah,
and he's out of a job. And you know he was rooting against him.
Of course 100%. He was.
Gotta
be,
right?
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, they killed him. Another sports story this morning, DU Frozen Four starts today.
Yep.
Oh, it does?
5 o'clock tonight.
Playing Western Michigan.
Michigan. So I had asked Carson because I still never understood why he doesn't support DU.
Yeah.
You know, instead he goes for the Avalanche because he was closer to being he was a DU guy,
yeah,
basically, but then found out they rejected him. And
yeah,
it was a whole
they
thing.
Shunned him.
Yeah. I grew up my entire life, you know, born and raised in Colorado, wanted to go to the TU.
Yeah, so I can see now. The bitterness.
Yeah, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
My son has that with Stanford.
Yeah. We all got it.
Yeah. You got to let that go sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
you
know what?
Let it go.
I'm rooting for them. I hope they go all the way in.
No, I'm actually mad at Stanford, too. So I get it. Yeah, I do get it. Yeah.
Well, I have that same thing with Denny's because I wanted to work at Denny's instead it ended up at Waffle House. As their head chef. So I get what you're saying. Yeah. But yes, yesterday the Nuggets go out. They beat the crap out of somebody without a head coach. And man, it looks like that might be the ticket through the playoffs to me.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why get somebody, right? If she could go do that. All right. Welcome to a Thursday. We have Mumford & Sons tickets coming up at 7:20 this morning for your chance to win. That's going to be at Red Rocks. That's going to be a great show.
You said 7:20?
7:20.
Yeah. I feel like there was... I know what I was going to tell you.
What?
Oh, well, I know you don't care, but I care.
What?
I got all my tax stuff together.
Good
nice.
For you.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that that my guy is like probably stressed out of his mind because I wrote him at like 4 p.m. saying, hey, I got all my stuff together. When do you want it? Whatever. And he wrote me back at 12:30.
No kidding.
A.m. this morning.
Oh, no.
So you know he's just crunching numbers. And I don't know. Like, they must have a computer program. For example, like we were just talking about college. My kid got 2 scholarships, and I guess they're taxable. Isn't that a bunch of crap?
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
never heard that.
Me either.
I didn't know
I was reading it on Reddit. Might not be true.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
It could be.
I was like,
I have no
do
idea.
We really have to pay tax on scholarships?
Yeah. I've never had a kid that got a scholarship. So I would know, bragger. And we're only talking 5 days away from tax day, right?
Yeah, so he wrote me at 12:30. What time do you want to bring him by?
He's buried under papers.
My God,
now,
right?
Is that today?
Yeah, that's
you're going
today.
By there today?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I found out yesterday how much I owe.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's not funny.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say.
I wouldn't.
I don't think. Here, I'll write it down for you.
I wouldn't say.
Can I write it down for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you and your wife file jointly or in
jointly?
Jointly.
Yeah, jointly, but that right there at the bottom.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
What? Let me show that figure to Carson and see what kind of reaction we have from him, Miss Moneybags.
No, okay.
What do you mean it's not that much?
Well,
you're sending it to the government. They're going to send it to Ukraine.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. I'm angry, okay? All right, here you go.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Okay, no. Carson.
I wouldn't be writing that check. I would just not pay him.
And skip the country.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking about doing.
Leave,
maybe just leave. Okay. It does. She doesn't flinch. Okay.
No, I just.
She doesn't flinch, but you see the figure.
That would break me.
Well, I'm just assuming. I'm just assuming you have to pay that much because you had so much capital gains.
yeah, let's go with that. The market came back big, and I can afford it.
Yeah, right.
Market came back so big.
Well, that would be 2025.
Jeez. See, I don't even know how it works. I'm just assuming if it happened yesterday, I can file it tomorrow.
No, yeah, that doesn't work like that. Yeah, no.
I don't know. I don't.
But I will say it was good yesterday because everybody's 401k came back, so that's really good. I know a lot of people are stressed out about their 401ks because they had tanked. Yeah, so
mine went
good down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but even after the surge?
A lot of 401ks went down yesterday.
Well, after the surge?
Uh-huh, yeah, because a lot of 401ks, I don't know if you know this or not, but a lot of the 401ks, which obviously you don't take a look at, but a lot of them are based on bonds as much as the stock market. And the bonds plummeted yesterday, but the stock market went up. So I ended up losing about $2,000 or $3,000.
Ew, that's awful.
Yeah. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah, that does.
It kind of sucks that everybody else is celebrating.
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, oh, man.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that it was in bonds. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was in
about
funds.
45% is bonds.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't you pick?
Yeah, you can divvy it
up.
You can
go in and do it, but I don't know how to do it.
So
Vanguard does it for you.
I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. If you just sign up for 401k, they will do it for you if you don't know what the hell you're doing, like me, for example. I'm a perfect example, by the way, of not knowing what you're doing. And so they did it for me. So that's why I'm in the situation I am.
Yeah.
Screw Vanguard.
Wow.
I got to watch the Masters. They're about to tee off here in a few minutes.
Is Tiger playing?
Can no.
I know. Remember that whole April Fool's joke? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Happy 11th, Lily! Happy 11th, Lily.
Who's Lily?
She's listening right now.
Oh, hi, Lily!
Oh, my God. So self-absorbed, birthday. These three. Happy birthday, Lily.
Happy
we
birthday.
We hope you have a great day. All right, let's get to it. This is crazy. Justin Bieber had a complete meltdown yesterday. He's at Coachella, and he was going into a coffee shop, right? And I don't know what... You're out in public, dude. You're at Coachella. What do you think is going to happen? So he was at the coffee shop, and he just flipped out on all the photographers, saying that they're just there for the money. Here he is, number two.
Good morning.
No, not good morning. You already know.
Rude, but Justin, I believe that you are rich because of these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe the reason why you have money is because these people made you famous, and so did your songs, and it's what you wanted, and that's what you got.
Mm-hmm. When he turns to walk off, I noticed yesterday, he walks like a duck.
He does? Yeah, I didn't notice.
Those little skinny legs.
Yeah, he does have skin.
He's got skinny legs. And his feet extend outward. You know, one goes right, one goes
and
left.
And he's wearing Crocs. Green Crocs.
It's like a duck walk.
He needs to do, you know what? I don't think he ever has leg day.
Yeah, never a leg day.
Did you see the video of him in the golf cart at Coachella?
I did not.
Oh, you got to see that video because it's so... He's got a golf cart. He and his wife, okay? And it's one of those that's got two front seats and then a back seat. And then there's a place on the back for equipment or whatever. He's in the back like it's a limo, and she's driving.
She's driving him?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So it looks so funny because it's like they're treating this like a limousine.
Like a chauffeur,
she's
yeah.
the chauffeur.
Oh, that's so weird.
It's like, really?
Thanks, babe. Michelle Obama, it said all this really long-winded stuff that I don't even want to play because it's so boring. I'm not even kidding. I like Michelle Obama, but she just goes on and on. They were asking her if it's true that they're getting a divorce, and basically she said, no, I'm just choosing, I'm picking and choosing to do what I want to do. I'm not, you know, feeling obligated anymore. But the problem is, as they said on TMZ yesterday, is that a lot of times Barack is out with his kids alone and she's not showing up there either. So it's still like, that's why we're all guessing that there's trouble in paradise because she's not going to the family dinners either. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of weird. I don't know. Let's see here. What else did I have? Oh, Ed Sheeran. Is this the one about the Super Bowl? No,
this is about him being naked at a hotel.
Okay, because I'll play that. But I thought it was interesting. They asked Ed Sheeran if he ever wanted to do the Super Bowl. And he's like, yeah, I don't have any pizzazz. And I was thinking, well, you know, he's kind of right. As far as a Super Bowl artist, it probably wouldn't play out right.
No, I'm
amazing, don't get me wrong. But
he's not up dancing around on the stage. I mean, he's literally doing the show himself. So he has to lay all the tracks, all the drums, all the beats, and then he gets into the song.
Do you know they call that his Ed Sheeran machine?
Oh, really?
That thing that he pushes the pedals and does his
and
beats in a loop.
And loops.
You know, the only thing he would bring, though, is you would have just about anybody in the music business that would want to be on stage with him.
Well, that's true. And he collaborated with so many people.
Yeah, he could really bring a lot of acts.
He's talking about his most embarrassing moment. Here it is.
Playing a city in Europe. This was like 2018, 2019. And my best mate was out with his mum and his sister, and we sort of started drinking Cafe Patron.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went to bed, and I got up in the middle of the night to have a pee, and I was sleeping naked, and I walked out to have a pee, and then I hear a door close, and I open my eyes, and I'm in the corridor, naked, no key. It's like 4 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I'm kind of looking around, and as I look around, it's like CCTV. And I'm like, ooh, this is not good. And there was like someone had room service, and I went to go and get the napkin, and I put the napkin on, clicked the lift, went down to the lobby. Bear in mind, it's like 4 a.m. There's like people working in the hotel. I just kind of walk with this thing. And I was like, please, can you let me back in my room? And please, can you not tell anyone about this? And my security guard went to go and wipe all the CCTV. Well, he told me he wiped it. He might have kept it for blackmail later on down the line. But yeah.
Ed?
I think that's the most embarrassing thing that I've ever done.
Ed Sheeran naked in the hallways of a hotel.
Naked.
That would not be good. And that CCTV, or, you know, it's that their government, right, has cameras all over, right?
Yeah.
Sure, they didn't wipe it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I bet everybody saw Ed's wiener. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess we've become your birthday station now because I'm supposed to say Quentin, happy fourth birthday. Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, Quentin.
That's the last one. Happy fourth. That's the last one. And I just said wiener. Oh, great. and then... you know, we're going to have to do this other story outside of Tablet Trash. It's so crazy.
Yeah, we can do it next.
Okay, there's a story about Weezer's wife, the wife of the 90s rock star. She was shot by police. It's a whole story. We'll get into that, but it's just really too long to do right here.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's got so many moving parts to it.
I think the word is convoluted.
Yes, it is.
And then finally, Jennifer Lopez. I don't know, you guys, what we think about this. Jennifer Lopez is set to host the 51st Annual American Music Awards. She's not funny.
She doesn't seem like she'd be a host either, does she?
Yeah.
No, that's a little weird.
I don't like it. She's too serious.
Now, which awards is this again?
This is the AMAs.
American Music Awards.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see.
I think they could have made a better choice.
Yeah, I don't know.
All
right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet charge.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about this Weezer story. The drummer of Weezer, his wife got shot in Los Angeles.
Huh? It's the bassist.
Bassist. Okay, yeah. Okay. I thought it was a drummer. Okay, yeah. It's the bassist for Weezer. The wife, confrontation. Wait till you hear this. It's crazy.
So weird.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.